Bianca Strange, Teller of the Future. Book 4, The Castle Ark. Chapter 20. Well, you two certainly got cozy fast, Winnie teased Bianca. They sat with their coffees as the sun rose. The men were still asleep. I don't know why I feel I've known him all my life, but I'm sure we never met before yesterday. That's all right. At least you finally met him. Maybe it was meant to be, but just hadn't happened yet. She's right, Bianca thought. But why didn't I know it beforehand? I glimpse the future and tell people's fortunes for a living. Why didn't I see something this big in my own future? So that's where you two are, Xavier said as he walked through the door with his steaming coffee mug. God, it's so peaceful here. I love it already. Morning, Bianca replied, smiling, but not too brightly. She didn't want to appear overly enthusiastic. Xavier might not share her strong feelings about last night. I rarely sleep that long. I have no idea why I did last night. Must be the mountain air, Xavier said. Bianca detected no hint of irony in his voice. The reason she slept so deeply had nothing to do with mountain air. He wore her out, fucking her. Again, she wondered if all their night together meant to him was a pleasant time with an enjoyable bed partner. Xavier sipped his coffee and turned to Bianca. So, what shall we do today? He asked. She knew immediately what she would like to do, but then assumed he wouldn't be ready until nightfall. Bianca tried to keep her lust under control. I don't know. What choices do we have? There was only one choice she would have preferred. If he invited her back to bed, she would go happily and spend the rest of the day there. There was something to be said for sexual bliss. Bianca always took it when she could get it, and enjoyed it as much as she could. Take the boat out to the center of the lake, Winnie suggested. Turn off the motor, and just sit there and look at the shoreline. It's not far, but it feels as if you're alone in another world, or at the very center of this world. It's quiet, peaceful, and almost like Eden would be if there wasn't a huge garden but a lake. Bianca liked the idea of being Eve in Eden for a while. She knew immediately who she would choose as her Adam. She wasn't wild about being on a boat, but couldn't say no. We can make lunch and you guys can stay out there all day if you want to, Winnie added. What about you and Jerry? It's your boat, Xavier asked. Oh, we like to putt around the place. It's still pretty peaceful, even when we're not out on the quiet lake. Bianca looked at Xavier. He looked back at her. She waited for him to say something. He waited for her to say something. I'd like that, he said softly. Her apprehension about boats vanished, and Bianca smiled. So would I, she replied. You don't know who I am, do you? Xavier asked. They were in the middle of the tranquil lake and felt as if they were the only two people in the world. The forest sounds, so prevalent onshore, didn't seem to carry out this far. Winnie had told them the lake wasn't very big, but it looked huge from the center. Bianca had been calmly enjoying the unfolding tranquility before Xavier broke into her contemplation. Should I? I rather thought you would. I just met you yesterday. No, Bianca, you didn't just meet me. You didn't need to. You've always known me. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, let's give it time. You'll get it sooner or later. Bianca suddenly wished she wasn't out on the serene lake alone in a small boat with a stranger who was starting to scare her. She didn't frighten easily. Her fear usually only arose when her life was in danger. That thought made her suspect her life was in danger, but she didn't know why. Okay, Xavier, who are you, really? You genuinely don't know? He asked. Bianca shook her head. I'm you. His reply alarmed her. She quickly considered her options for escape. There is no escape, Bianca. This is the hour of reckoning. Could you make it seem any more sinister? She asked, trying to lighten her fear. I don't mean to sound sinister at all. I'm merely telling you the truth. Well, I don't understand. Where do your powers come from, Bianca? I don't know. I just have them. And they're not powers. I hate that term. I prefer to call them abilities. Small abilities, but I'm grateful for them. Most people don't have similar abilities. True, but no one has every talent. I can't dance or write poetry. Yes, but dancers and poets are not called upon to save the world. You flatter me if you think you are suggesting, if you're suggesting my meager abilities can save anything but a small number of people. That's all you've done so far, but it's not all you might be called to do. How do you know all this? Because I can see the future too. Oh, lucky you. Your comfortable life as a traveling fortune teller who occasionally helps people could change. What might be coming might not only threaten just a single person or family, it could threaten all of humanity. If you have hope to help, you must prepare. You're not ready, not even close. So, how do I get ready? Xavier didn't reply. The explanation wouldn't and couldn't come from him. Bianca had to find the solution that was right for her. To find it, she would have to come to know herself better than she had until now. But first, she needed to accept that she didn't know herself as well as she thought she did. That was the hardest part. They motored back to the cabin just in time for dinner. Bianca and Xavier didn't seem as romantic as they were when they left before lunch. What happened out in that boat, Winnie wondered. She decided to get Bianca alone so she could find out. So, was the afternoon sex as good as last night's sex? Winnie asked after suggesting the women sit on the porch while the men made dinner. There wasn't any sex. Oh, what'd you do out there all afternoon? You didn't fish or read. Did you nap? Bianca shook her head. Winnie waited for more. We talked. Oh, well, talk is good. I'm not sure this talk was so good. You don't like him now that you know more about him? Winnie suggested. I don't really know anything more about him. Still a matter of mystery, huh? Well, nothing wrong with that. Bianca didn't reply. Winnie dropped the subject and went back inside to see if the men had finished cooking. Xavier behaved differently around Winnie and Jerry. He was more attentive to Bianca and tried to keep the mood light and convivial. Winnie assumed he was signaling Bianca that he wanted to spend another night with her. She wondered if Bianca would agree. Bianca did. The next morning, Bianca seemed to glow again, and Winnie teased her. Wow, two nights in a row. I should be so lucky. You can't find anybody if nobody knows you're here, Bianca teased back. You're a pretty girl. I bet lots of guys would be interested in you. Maybe they would, but I can't leave here. Why not? Does your brother forbid it? He couldn't care less. He'd drive me to the nearest redneck bar if he could. I don't understand, Winnie. Why don't you go? I literally can't leave. Why not? Bianca repeated. Because if I left this place, I would cease to exist. Winnie wanted to add that she existed only for as long as Bianca was there, but she didn't say anything. Xavier came outside with his coffee mug, and Bianca didn't follow up with any more questions. He wasn't glowing from all their sex, but he was smiling in that self-satisfied way some men had. I did good, was what he was thinking. Yes, you did, Bianca replied mentally. Then she realized she'd replied to his thought and wondered what that was happening to her. It had never been one of her abilities to hear other people's thoughts. Xavier didn't reply to her thought. So, the boat again today? Xavier asked. No, it looks like it's going to rain. Why don't we just take a walk? We won't go too far, and we can run back if it rains. Plus, the trees will protect us if it's only a drizzle, Bianca suggested. She felt less trapped on land where she could escape from Xavier rather than out on the lake where she couldn't. Bianca still felt she might need to. There's a trail through the woods that goes all around the lake. It starts right past those trees, Winnie told them. Xavier nodded. Trail it is, then. Did you think about what we talked about yesterday? Xavier asked as they walked. When would I have time to time? You kept me pretty busy last night. I was just asking. It's important, you know. It is to you, Xavier, but not to me. Bianca, there's a lot about you stuff that you still don't yourself that you still don't know. And I don't think I need to know. That's where you're wrong. So just tell me then. You're only half of who you are. What the fuck does that mean? There's more to you that you don't know about. I know all I need to know about myself, Xavier. My job involves knowing others. They're what's important, not me. You're still wrong. I'm walking back to the cabin now. Then I'm leaving and going back where I came from. Bianca immediately realized she couldn't recall where she came from or how she got there. You don't remember, do you? She shook her head. That's because you didn't come from anywhere else, Bianca. You've always been here, same as the rest of us. That's bull. You weren't here when I showed up 2 days ago. You arrived in your car. Where did you come from? I arrived when you did, but another way. From where? I don't know. So, I'm not the only one who can't remember. Bianca, there's more to you than you don't know about. You already said that. It seems that I have to repeat it. I think you like repeating it, Xavier. I don't like it, but I have to do it. Sooner or later, it'll get through to you. Xavier, you're a great lover, and I mean that. But you've got nothing else to offer me. I'm sorry. What I have to offer you is beyond the greatest love you can imagine. I don't imagine love, Xavier. Imagining things is a waste of time. I take love and give it when the opportunity presents itself. When it doesn't, I don't even think about it. You presented yourself and I really enjoyed it. But if it ends today, I'll just go on without looking back. That's where you're wrong. You mean I will look back? You have a very high opinion of yourself. No, I mean you won't go on. Bianca panicked, turned, and hurried back toward the cabin. Her time at this tranquil lake was almost over. Where's Xavier? Jerry asked when Bianca entered the cabin. He's still out on the trail. Oh, is he coming back? I don't know. Did something happen between you two? Winnie asked. Bianca nodded. She tried not to show that she was near tears. You want to talk about it? Bianca shook her head. Why? There's nothing to talk about. The honeymoon is over. So is the marriage. What happened? Winnie asked again. Bianca looked for a way to explain without giving Winnie any details. He threatened me. I find that hard to believe, Bianca. He seems to adore you, and you don't seem to be a weak woman. I wouldn't think anyone could threaten you. Well, that's nice of you to say, Winnie, but... So how does he threaten you? I can't explain it. It was true. Bianca felt threatened, but she didn't know why. Xavier hadn't signaled he would harm her in any way. Bianca thought some more. What had he actually said to her? She recalled his last words. You won't go on. He threatened my future, Winnie. Winnie's reply shocked Bianca. Bianca. Oh, is that all? She said. Isn't that enough? Bianca asked. You still haven't figured out it out, have you? I thought you were pretty smart, but maybe you just have stronger intuition than most other people. And this is a problem intuition can't help you solve. You're starting to confuse me, Winnie. In fact, you're starting to sound like him. There's a reason for that, Bianca. Oh? Bianca asked. Winnie didn't elaborate. She waited for Bianca to figure it out. Winnie knew Bianca had to work it out for herself, or, as Xavier told her, she would not go on. My intuition tells me there's more you could tell me, but you're holding back, Bianca said. Please, can't you explain more? Winnie shook her head. Does Jerry know what you're referring to? Winnie nodded. Would he tell me? Winnie shook her head. Why? We're not allowed to tell you. Just then Xavier came out of the woods. Bianca didn't see him, but Winnie did. She smiled. I think your answer just arrived. Bianca turned. She didn't know if she should stay or run. And she didn't move. Xavier walked up to her, leaned down, and whispered in her ear, You're coming with me for one last time. Bianca couldn't resist. She stood up. He took her hand. Excuse us, Xavier said to Winnie. We have unfinished business. He pulled Bianca through the door into their bedroom, enfolded her into his arms, and as soon as he closed the door and pressed her up against the rough log wall. This seems the only way to reach you, so I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to give it my all, and I hope it's enough. We won't get another opportunity. Xavier kissed her. Bianca felt a shock, but it wasn't electrical. It was a sensual urge that lit up the pleasure center of her brain and flooded her sex at the same time. She wanted to resist, but couldn't. Xavier thought he was making progress. He pulled her to the bed and undressed her in a couple of seconds. You're never going to forget this, Bianca. I guarantee it. Bianca tried to resist his control. You have a high opinion of yourself. Oh, this isn't about me, Bianca. It's about you. I don't understand. You will. Even if it kills me, you will. She had no idea what Xavier meant. A moment later, he filled her, and she didn't care what he meant. She only cared that he was inside her, really inside her, as no man had ever been inside her before. He plumbed places she never knew existed and opened pathways that were buried until now. Xavier was right, she thought, when she managed to think instead of orgasm. I won't forget this. But he hadn't made that guarantee because of her orgasms. He stopped, exhausted, and remained above her. She opened her eyes and looked at his face, startled. He smiled at her recognition. Somehow she wasn't surprised that it was a male version of her face that she saw. I was your older brother, twin brother. But I died just as I was being born, Xavier whispered. I don't understand. My parents never mentioned a twin brother. That's because I came out only a couple minutes before you did. I died so late in the birthing that my soul couldn't escape. So it did the next best thing. It jumped into your body. I still don't understand. If they have souls at all, most people only have one, Bianca. You have two. How is that even possible? I don't know, but it's true. Bianca genuinely knew it was. For the first time in her life, she felt complete. She couldn't recall ever feeling incomplete, but it didn't matter anymore. "Now you get it," Xavier said, smiling, as he, the bed, the room, the cabin, the lake, and the world dissolved away. Bianca found herself inside the castle corridor again, but she wasn't sure who she was the last time she was here. She felt as if she was a new Bianca, but wasn't sure why.